Merry Christmas again, as we gather with each other on this beautiful night, and welcome home to your homes and to our home here at St. Columban, St. Thomas Aquinas as well. It's so beautiful in my heart how we have all different ages, the youngest to the wisest. And I was thinking about that, how the different ages and generations is absolutely powerful for Christmas and Easter and other times of the year. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, the wise ones look at the little ones and say they're little, and the little ones, they say mom or dad or grandma and grandpa. And I remember at the school, I asked the kids what they thought my age was, and they just said, "Father, you're old. At least you get to be called grandma and grandpa or mom and dad." But I'm just old. That's it. And it's what an honor for you to bring your children to God's house. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me." And that's an honor for all of us, even if they're loud or running around, whatever, or if they're perfect. That's a beautiful gift for all of you parents and grandparents. Thank you. Like Jesus said again, "Let the children come to me." That's what he always wants, all the time. So again, a beautiful evening tonight with this sacred liturgy of Christmas. Really came to my heart this last week, and towards the end of Advent, and now, praise God, beginning Christmas. It's also, you know, we're over the hump of the darkest day of the year. It'll grow brighter and brighter every day. But the few words was with four words with the name of Emmanuel. That's what we heard in the prophet in Isaiah, and also the gospel according to Matthew. The four words: God is with us. And God is with you. Think of that again. Emmanuel means, that's what it literally means in Hebrew. God is with us, and God is with you. The other great readings, we heard it earlier this evening at St. Thomas with the first reading in Isaiah. We heard a different one tonight because it's different readings at every one, and I take that as a perk that I can choose the homily, right? So I'll use the same reading earlier. But Jesus said in that passage in Isaiah, "You shall be called my delight, for the Lord delights in you." And I say that because there are times in our lives, whether we're happy or sad, whatever, it's a beautiful time or a very challenging time. Just think of those words in the scriptures, how God loves us and loves you. He delights you. He wants you. He seeks you, and if we're going the wrong direction, he still tries to get us, to find us, to love us. Where we as sinful people, we do the opposite. And what he did was, it began in the Eden with Adam and Eve, that they, you know, the first few pages of the Bible, it's perfect. They're with God in the wind, in the breeze with Adam and Eve. And 2 pages later, they sin. They botch it, you know. And so now we're all sinners. And God has this plan that we didn't know. There's kind of a baton through all these different people in the Old Testament. And then it's almost like Jesus kind of opened the universe, because he was God and he created the universe, the cosmos, time and space. It's almost like he just opened it. And here's my son. And he was born, obviously, in Bethlehem in the manger from Mother Mary through the Holy Spirit. And that's the gift of Christmas. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is not just a party or candy or food or cards or Hallmark, who's already probably getting ready for Valentine's cards for tomorrow afternoon. This is Christ. This is Christ Miss. Christ Mass. That's why we're here. And so glad to have every one of you here. Because you are home with Jesus Christ. I always think too how this month, personally, it's been a tough one. I mean, I know I had the last 2 weeks, I had four different funerals. Bishop Paul Serba passed away at the age of 59. I'm still going through a process in my own personal life, and many of you are going through processes in your life. Whether it's good, great news, it's Christmas, I'm going to see my family, haven't seen them forever, and praising, celebrating with each other. And people that have lost their loved ones within the last couple of weeks. That's a challenge for some of people, especially the first Christmas. You know, many of you have experienced that. The beauty of it is not the hardness, which is that's normal. But what's beautiful is that we are coming together as a family, God's family, the one that gave His Son, who was born and then died to save us. And what He did was unbelievable. It blows my mind of what He did. How did God, from all eternity, again, come into this, like, just the drapes to come into our world? And He did. So it's His only Son. The only Son of Mary, who was born and again would die. So today, this person, this God-man, this God-baby, is with us. He is with you. He loves you, and He always loves you. So once again, Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with you. And Merry, Merry Christmas.